The Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott. Right now, they're giving away $20,000 in the Small Business Road to Success Challenge. Visit fairfieldchallenge.com to submit your small business today. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is your host, John Jantz, and my guest today is Sarah Previtt. She is the founder and CEO of Sprouter, a collaboration and networking platform for entrepreneurs globally. So, Sarah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sprouter was started in 2009, and so fall of 2009, I think. But let's back up a little bit, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about where the idea came from, or something else you had done in your past. I know you had some community building experience in your past, so maybe to set that up a little bit for us that kind of led to the founding of Sprouter.
Absolutely. Well, Sprouter was really a selfish attempt on my part to build a community of support. I was a young entrepreneur. I didn't have a Rolodex of contacts to turn to when I was starting my first business, which was actually a web community in itself for teens and tweens to share opinions on pop culture like Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. And so I was really frustrated, and so I actually endeavored to build a platform where, as I actually met people who were willing to share their experience and give me advice, we could plug into each other. And this whole notion of paying it forward so that, you know, maybe I can answer a question or make an introduction for someone, and in exchange, they'll help someone else who they can then help someone else and sort of continue this little viral loop of helping people.
Cool. So it is, I know I remember reading, or actually going back and reading some coverage, some press coverage that you received when you first started, and the characterization was Twitter for business folks. Is that characterization still hold some truth, or is that not the positioning that you really think makes the most sense?
You know, I think it's important to have an analogy that people can relate to, and now that certainly that Twitter has become such a big thing, I think it's easy to define the similarities, like our 140 character updates. And certainly we're similar in the same respect that we do pose a question to our users when they come and say, you know, what are you working on? And in 140 characters, you answer that, and the rest of the community can actually engage with that and offer you advice, point you into the direction of some resources, maybe introduce you to people who might be able to help you, or just share their experiences when they did something similar. And so in that respect, absolutely, we're similar to Twitter, but we have developed some features that are unique to Sprouter that do not exist on Twitter, and are continuing to roll out things that I think might bring us comparisons to maybe some other existing businesses like Facebook and Quora.
Well, so that leads perfectly into my next question. I mean, you and I could spend about 10 minutes here online and probably dig up several dozen network platforms that are, you know, for business, right? It's kind of a lot of people are trying to crack that nut. I think Sprouter has sort of passed the point where you can say, okay, they're reasonably successful. what's different, or what do you think that you're, I mean, how are you going to build this thing to sort of cut through that clutter?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, you know, this is a tough game to play at. I mean, just entrepreneurs and business owners, one, are really busy demographic, and also they're just so spread out. There wasn't a place that had consolidated and there, you know, one central source where you can say, well, you know, here's the way to tap into this market. And so, you know, going about to connect with all those individuals who are, you know, geographically and industry sort of very separate was a challenge. And I think it took a wide variety of tactics to be able to identify who the local stewards were in all of these different areas and leading startup communities across North America and Europe, and really helping sort of give them visibility to one another, and then having them give us the feedback to build the community that allowed us to sort of surpass the other communities and scale as quickly as we did.
You know, it's interesting. I often tell people that that's actually how I make my money, is the fact that the small business community is so fractured and is very hard to reach, and a lot of very large organizations turn to my brand and at least to try to corral some portion of that small business audience through a trusted brand. And I think that that's, you know, that whole trust factor is, you know, is such a missing thing in the world of small business. What have you learned about building community, since starting Sprouter? Because I think that that's a lot of people jumped onto, some of the community building thing tools like Ning, for example, and thought, I'm going to have a community. And they quickly learned that it's not because you open the doors that people interact and get value. So what, how do you deliver value, or what have you learned about keeping people engaged?
Well, I think you just nailed it right on the head. It is about providing value. Where I think, especially sort of the early stages in the past several years of this whole notion of community, people thought you sort of build it, they'll come.
Right.
And there was sort of community for the sake of community. But what we really focused on, and I think what's made us successful, is the fact that we really focused on the needs of entrepreneurs and how we could address that. And we're not addressing it directly. It's not like we're a corporation that's trying to sell them things. What we saw the value was in connecting entrepreneurs to one another. And so in that sense, I think we're more of a tool or a platform connecting people to each other rather than sort of bestowing that value. We're saying, here's the value is you guys communicating, sharing your challenges and your lessons and sort of trying to help one another out. And so I think in that purpose, and I think we accidentally sort of fell into very good marketing when we realized that as we were trying to give visibility to these startups and we were talking about some of the amazing founders and innovators that we were meeting around the world, that we were propping them up, that they turned around and propped us up.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'd love to claim that as some sort of genius marketing tool that we tried to do, but I think we stumbled into that, and it's been very fortunate for us that in talking about other people and trying to prop other people up, they've in turn embodied Sprouter and made it their own.
Do you have and I don't know if you want to share names or stories or companies, but do you have some examples of people that have found a key player for their team, have found funding, have gotten the answer to some piece of the puzzle that was vexing them that really made their company take off? I mean, I know that that's what you hope is going on there. I mean, are you able to capture some of those stories?
Yeah, that's actually been a big mission of ours lately, and something that we hope to sort of employ in further marketing is some of those stories and the referrals and letters that we get from our users. But certainly, I think on a something more of a grandiose scale, it's sort of the smaller things that happen day to day, where an early stage entrepreneur comes to the site with an idea and connects with other people who are willing to share insights into, oh, that's interesting. Have you also thought about that? And so it's the little ideas, the little tweaks, the little conversations that lead people to sort of empower them to do their own thing that I think are sort of the more amazing things that happen on the site on a daily basis. But certainly, we do see a lot of people sort of form partnerships. We're hoping to start to be able to make some announcements about some of the deals that have actually been done through Sprouter, where we've initiated connections between startups and angel investors.
Yeah.
So hopefully, we'll be able to go public with those in the next several weeks.
This halftime break is brought to you by Constant Contact. Constant Contact helps small businesses and nonprofits build great customer relationships with email marketing, event marketing, and online surveys. Visit them today at constantcontact.com and sign up for your free 60-day trial.
Now, there is an event component, and I think that one of the things that I find really intriguing is when people can sort of fuse this online-offline component. How successful have you been at sort of spreading out into the communities with using the Sprouter tool to facilitate offline meetings?
Yeah, well, I think offline is an essential component of networking, and certainly, I mean, even though our whole business is connecting people online, I think it's nice for people to be able to meet up in their local areas and have that component. We do run our own events called Sprout Ups, and we run those across North America and Europe. But that wasn't always the case. Where we started off, we actually went to all of the events that were already happening, and really focused on finding those communities, identifying with those. I keep calling them local stewards. I guess the other term would be sort of the influencers, maybe not online, but offline in the communities who are really looked up to, and engaging with those people and offering our help in just bringing in speakers. And so our value in running events in various cities isn't that we're bringing free things or offering free drinks. What we're really doing is consolidating probably a lot of fragmented events that were happening,
yeah,
where they were making maybe like 40 or 50 people meeting up for coffees once a month to talk and bring them all together into a bigger format where then maybe now we get 300 or 400 entrepreneurs out on a monthly basis, and then organizing them and actually making relevant connections between them. And so one of the big things with Sprout Up is we actually look at each entrepreneur that's going to the event and say, okay, here's your major objectives right now. Here's who we're going to link you up with while you're there. You need to meet so-and-so and so-and-so, and here is why we think that it would be valuable for you to meet. And then you actually go there with a name tag that has the names and photos of the individuals that you should meet, and they have your photo as well. So it sort of initiates that networking that sometimes is lost when people go to events and don't know anyone.
Well, now I'm a Sprouter member, and so I should know the answer to this, but do you have specific communities, I mean, that you are doing these in a routine basis? Say, obviously you're based out of Canada, but you know, throughout the United States as well?
Yeah, I mean, we do it sort of on different intervals. In Toronto, we run a monthly event just because our team is here do it a little bit more easily. But
sure.
We certainly, across the states, in New York, San Francisco are sort of our big communities. And then London, England, we also run quarterly events there. And so the rest of them are sort of, I guess, more ad hoc. We don't have a schedule that we stick to. We just pull together the community when we can.
Yeah, I got you. Well, you come to Kansas City, Missouri, and I will help you out, okay?
Sounds like a plan. I'll hold you to that.
All right. So if I'm listening to this and I think, oh, this sounds interesting, what's kind of your list of, top tips for somebody to, because, you know, a lot of times what happens is you join these communities because it's really easy to do, and you upload your picture and you go, now what? You know, so what are kind of some of your top tips for somebody if they really want to get in and work it and get some value?
Well, you know, and I'm glad you phrased it that way because it is true. I mean, just going and signing up for a community when you don't have any sort of objective really is pointless.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to Sprouter, hopefully you have started a business or want to start a business and you have some sort of objective about the challenges that you're facing that you want to overcome. And so getting into the community, we walk you through the sign-up process where we sort of connect you with, you know, whatever the 10 sort of most influential people in your local area are right now. And so you have people that you can sort of engage with right off the bat. But I would recommend looking and really using the search bar to find people who are relevant to your industry. And I think that's something that we need to do a better job of sort of marketing to our members is, you know, you can find people based on the criteria that's similar to yours. I mean, if you're running a restaurant in Kansas and I'm running a restaurant in Toronto, we may be able to knowledge share in a way where we know that we're not competing with one another, right? And we might be going through similar circumstances.
Right.
And so I really think that the industry-based search is something that can be really valuable to reach out to people and say, hey, I'm going through something similar. I would love to pick your brain on this, or here I'm facing this issue. As well as just reaching out directly to us. We have community managers who can actually help you with what you're looking for and direct you to the right people. And so I'd recommend connecting with Sprouter's community director, Erin. She's visible on the site, and telling her what you're looking to do, and she can direct you. But also we have a newsletter, the Sprouter Weekly, and that's a great way to sort of keep up on some of the exciting things happening globally in the startup scene. So that's the best content, the events in your local area, and other startup founders who are doing big things.
And is there a geographic component to it? In other words, if I wanted to say, gosh, are there any other Sprouter people in my part of the world?
Absolutely. Everyone who is put in location, we can tell you exactly who's in and around you or in a specific area. If you're traveling to a different area and you'd like to connect with some of the startups, you can certainly do that and find those people. And the best part about Sprouter is that people have volunteered to join Sprouter because they like the idea of the community. They want to be there. They want to support other people. And so it's very easy to connect with people casually and just say, hey, I just saw your profile, wanted to connect and learn more about your startup, or was wondering if you had insights to share with me. It's a very supportive, collaborative network.
So any advice on somebody, again, going back to the tips, I love, you know, just trying to share as much practical stuff as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Any tips for completing your profile?
Well, I mean, the more complete your profile, the more you'll be found in search terms, and the more people will understand what your startup is, and you sort of open yourself up for more opportunity, especially as we continue to roll out new services.
Yeah.
So some of the things that are upcoming for us involve formalized investor introductions. So if you are looking for funding and you let us know that through your profile, we'll be able to make those connections to you, to angels who might be interested in partnering with you. We're also doing a really exciting new project where we're bringing back seasoned entrepreneurs, so people who have either exited their businesses or built sustainable businesses, to actually come back and give direct live advice to early stage startup founders. So the more information you can provide about your startup, the more these people are going to be able to offer you advice when you ask those questions.
Awesome. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for joining me. And everything that we've talked about can be found at sprouter.com. Any other aspects of sort of future growth that you want to talk about? I always like to end that way, but you sort of led down that path anyway.
No, I mean, we're excited with things to come, and certainly encourage everyone to check out sprouter.com/weekly to get the best of global startup news.
Do you have an idea of how many members you currently, or is that something that you don't share publicly?
Yeah, we haven't released numbers. We released numbers shortly after our launch, once we made it past 15 or 20,000,
right.
And then we've sort of kept it under wraps, but you can look for an announcement soon. We're pulling together some numbers shortly.
You must have a big target number that you want to announce then.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
it's always in someone's mind, right?
Yeah, that's right. Cool. Well, Sarah, so thanks so much for joining me, and
Thank you. Best of
luck, and we'll keep an eye on how Sprouter continues to grow.
Thank you very much for having me.